نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are three groups of people. One are the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are those people who had seen Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the state of Iman and passed away in the state of Iman. The second group of people are those that have seen the Sahaba. They are called the Tabi'een. And the third are those people who have seen the Tabi'een. They are called the Tab'i Tabi'een. In the Hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to have mentioned, Khairul Quruni Qarni. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of times, the best group of people are the people that are with me, referring to a Sahaba. Then those that are closer to them, referring to the Tabi'een, and those that are close to them, referring to the Tab'i Tabi'een. From this hadith we understand the high lofty position of the Sahaba, the best of people. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala chose them to be the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to establish the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on earth. In one hadith, an Wasila ibn Asqa' radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lan tazalu bi khair. You people will always be on good. مَا دَامَ فِيكُمْ مَنْ رَآنِي وَصَاحَبَنِي. Until there are among you those people that have seen me and stayed in my company. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this three times to show the emphasis, to emphasize on the importance and the value of the Sahaba. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, Ashabi kan nujum, bi ayyihim uqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My Sahaba, they are like the stars in the skies, like the galaxy of the stars. And whichever Sahaba you follow, you will be guided. If we are the Ummah, we are looking for role models. We are looking for somebody to follow. If we are looking for an example of appropriate love and compassion, we will find it in the personality of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We are looking for appropriate harshness. Then we will find it in the personality of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We are looking for an example of shame and modesty, of chastity. We will find it in the personality of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We are looking for a role model of fairness, justice, equity. We will find it in the personality of Ali ibn Khattab, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And if we are looking for an example of mujahada, sacrifice, exerting oneself, searching for the truth, who is my Allah? Who is my creator? What am I supposed to do? Then we will find in the personality of Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those people that exert themselves in my path, they search for me, they want to recognize me, they exert themselves, then we will open the road for them to reach us and to reach and recognize Allah. A very apt example and a very appropriate example to present regarding this ayat is Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala was a great illustrious sahabi of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a Persian from Persia, from a place called Isfahan, which is present day between Tehran and Shiraz. And the actual place in the hadith, Rama Hurmuz. Salman radiallahu ta'ala himself says, Ana min Rama Hurmuz, the place in Persia. Persian people, they were fire worshippers. Zoroastrians or Magians, whatever you may call them, they were fire worshippers. Salman radiallahu ta'ala himself, he states his history and his background. He says that my father was the chief of the town or the chief of our nation. And my father was a very wealthy, rich person. I was very close, very beloved to my father. And as I started growing up, my father started becoming more and more possessive over me. He states, to the extent like how a father will have a daughter and he protects his daughter and he keeps his daughter close to himself. As I started growing up, my father was so possessive over me that he started keeping me close like how a father would keep a daughter close. Says that we were fire worshippers. I exerted myself in fire worshipping to the extent that I was made the custodian of keeping the fire burning all the time. 24/7, the fire had to burn, and that was my responsibility. I exerted myself as a fire worshipper. My father was a businessman, very wealthy, very rich. He used to tend to the business, but one day he was unable to go to the business. So he told to me, son, you go and look after some of my business affairs. Salman radiallahu ta'ala says that he went on his way to go and to attend to his father's business issues. He came across a group of Nasara, people that used to follow the way of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. That was the Islam of that time. They were engaged in some act of worship, some act of ibadat, and I naturally got attracted to them. I stood there for a long time, and I inquired from them about the religion, what the religion is all about. When I returned home, I discussed the issue with my father. And I told to him that what I've seen, what I've observed. My father was a very ardent fire worshipper. When my father heard me saying what I'm saying, I entered into a debate with my father. And my father saw my interest in that religion. He felt threatened and my father chained me up. You see, my father actually chained me up. He feared that I'm probably going to leave home and I'm going to join that religion. Somehow, I sent a message to those people that if you'll know of any caravan that is going to Sham, going to Syria, let me know. I would want to join the caravan. I want to search for the true religion. When he was informed about a caravan about to leave Sham, he was chained up. He unlocked himself. He ran away from home. He came from a rich, wealthy family. His father was the leader of the tribe. He had all the comforts and luxuries of life. There was nothing short for him in life. But with all that, he came out in search of the truth. He joined the caravan. He went to Sham. People led him to a priest or a bishop of that time. He stayed with the bishop for some time, and that bishop passed away. He observed some of the things of that bishop, some of the things of that priest. When that bishop, that priest passed away, he told the Nasara of that time, this person was not the right person. He was a bad person, evil person. People had greater amount of respect for him, but what was hidden from the eyes of the people, they didn't know. Salman radiallahu ta'ala was close to the person, he observed everything. And he said, when people used to give sadaqah and charity, for him to distribute and to give out, he collected for his own self, and he has collected 7 bags of gold. People asked him, where is the 7 bags of gold? Salman radiallahu ta'ala knew where it was. He directed the people to 7 bags of gold, and the people then refused to bury that person. They went to the extent of wanting to hang him and even to pelt him. That became history in the life of Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His first quest of the truth. A bad experience. Then a successor came in his place. And in this way, approximately 8 to 10 people, one after the other, people passed away. He stayed with every priest and every bishop that the leader of the religion of that time in wanting to follow the true Islam of the time. So he had a very long life. Until finally, before the priest that he was staying with, the company that he stayed with, before the person could pass away, he would ask guidance from that person, who should I go to next? Then the last person told him, now you don't go to anyone. The time for the final Nabi, the time for the final Prophet has come. Now you should try to go and join the company of the final Prophet. One can imagine that zeal, that enthusiasm, that ardor in the heart of Salman radiallahu ta'ala who wanted to meet the final Nabi of the time. He ran away home just to search for the truth. He asked the person, what's the sign of the final Nabi, for final Prophet? The person told him, firstly, he'll be in the land will be a lot of dates, a lot of khajurs. Second, in his personal life, he's not going to accept any sadaqah. Third, he will accept hadiyah, he will accept gifts. And between his two shoulders, there will be a seal of prophethood. Khatamun Nubuwa, the seal of prophethood between his two shoulders. Salman radiallahu ta'ala says, I immediately made arrangements after this last person passed away to somehow reach the Arab land. I got hold of a caravan and I told the caravan, I will give you all whatever I have, just convey me to the Arab land. They agreed. But when they came to a place called Zi Qarn, they embezzled. They cheated on him. They took his money and then they took him in the marketplace and sold him as a slave. Subhanallah. Look at the efforts. Look at the Mujahada Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hailing from a rich, wealthy family, not short of anything. And for years on end, he's toiling just to search the truth. And finally, when he's about to reach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he becomes a slave. A Jew bought him in Makkah Mukarramah. It so happened, now the unseen machinery and the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was working. A Jew bought him in Makkah Mukarramah. The cousin of the Jew from the tribe of Banu Qurayza came to Makkah. And he happened to ask his cousin to give Salman over to him. Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now with this new owner of his, the cousin of the owner is now taking him to Madinatul Munawwara. When he comes to Madinatul Munawwara, he observes that here there's a lot of orchards of dates and probably this is the place where the final Nabi will come. There was a burning desire in him. He had yaqeen, he had conviction in Allah. He knows that I'm searching for truth, Allah is going to guide me to the truth. Whilst one day he was on the tree attending to some of the work of the master. And at the bottom of the tree, one person came and told the master of Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, people are talking about one person in Quba, he's claiming to be a prophet. That reached the ears of Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now one can imagine, it probably could be a very long time. Our estimate could be maybe over about 100 years, Salman radiallahu ta'ala is searching for the truth. And I will explain to you all that. Searching for the truth. And now finally heard the final Nabi is coming. So he asked his master, what did that person say? Now because he was a Jew, he was very angry. So he told to Salman, what has that got to do with you? And gave him one blow. At night, Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he then goes to Quba to meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he took some dates with him. Now, the last teacher told him three things. The final Nabi is not going to accept any sadaqah. He will accept gifts, and there will be a seal of prophethood between his shoulders. So he goes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He observed the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I knew that this is the face of a true person. I presented the dates to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I told him sadaqah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abstained from it and Nabi then told his sahaba, kulu, you all eat. And he says to himself, innaha wahida. This is the first sign I've come true. This is the truthfulness and honesty of this person. On another occasion, again he took dates. He went and presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innaha hadiyya. This is a hadiyya gift to you. So Nabi says, ate of it. He said to himself, "Inna hasaniya." This is the second sign. It has come true. Now, on a third occasion, one janaza took place. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Jannatul Baqi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing the upper garment. It happened to fall off. Salman radiallahu ta'ala was in Jannatul Baqi. And he was searching for something. He already had two signs come true. He goes behind the back of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perceived what Salman wanted to see. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his back towards Salman and Salman radiallahu anhu saw the seal of prophethood. Khatamun Nubuwa. He said the moment he seen that on the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he attached himself to the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and started kissing the seal of prophethood and he started crying. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, mal khabar? What's the issue? Now, he explains Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of his history. How he ran away from home. Salman radiallahu ta'ala's age, confirmed age by all the muhaddithin, at least 250 years old. And there's difference of opinion that of another 100 years, probably 350. So one can imagine that what a long period of time that he was actually searching for the truth and the haqq. When he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam everything, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was surprised. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him, tell the sahaba your incident. Tell them about who you are and what effort, what sacrifices that you have made. He was a slave. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made arrangement to purchase him and freed Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu has great virtues. In one hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at this great, illustrious, amazing sahabi of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةِ تَشْتَاقِ إِلَىٰ سَلَاسَ. We making dua for Jannat. We want to enter into Jannah. But Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that Jannat is also making dua. We making dua to go into Jannat, but Jannat is making dua and Jannat is desirous of three people. Ali wa Ammar wa Salman. Jannat itself is desirous of three people. Of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One can imagine what lofty position Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu has earned. Why not? Years of sacrifice just to reach the truth. This was his mujahada. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala was known to be a'lamul halali wal haram. Most learned person. لَمَّا حَذَرَهُ الْبَوْتِ. When he was about to pass away, somebody asked him, being the most learned person, from whom must we seek knowledge? He mentioned, إِلْتَمُسِ الْعِلْمِ مِنْ سَلَاسِ. Seek knowledge from three people. And from among the three, he mentioned Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because of his age, because of his seniority and all the experiences he has, and
One is the kitabs teach you. Your teachers teach you. But the best teacher is life. As you go on with life and with the challenges of life, then the best teacher in life is life itself. Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's gone through so much of effort, so much of sacrifices, and so much of trials and tribulations, he became a very wise person. And Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that the hikmat, the wisdom of Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was like the hikmat and the wisdom of Luqman Hakim. Allah speaks about the wisdom of Luqman, saying the wisdom Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. Kaab Ahbar, great alim of among the Jews, he accepted Islam. He said, the wisdom of Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was like an unending ocean. And just give you one glimpse of the wisdom and hikmat of Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Somebody asked him, what's your name? Ana Salman ibn al-Islam. I'm Salman, I'm the son of Islam. Now just look at that answer. If you analyze his answer, in these two words, he transcended geographical backgrounds, geographical grounds, racial grounds, cultural grounds. We as Muslims, we do not say we come from America, from the north, from the south, from the west or the east. We are all Muslims. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. So irrespective of where I come from, that I am the son of Islam. We are all brothers. Racial background, it doesn't matter whether you are black or white or any other color between them, as long as you are a Muslim. Cultural background, in this respect, whether you can be a person talking Gujarati, Urdu, Meman, whatever the case may be, it matters nothing. It is all about Islam and the brotherhood of Islam. Just one answer is given and he has shown and he exemplified the brotherhood of Islam. Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a very, very, although his zuhud in abstinence was of a very high level, but he had also had a very balanced attitude. One of his wisdoms during the battle of the trenches, when the battle of Khandaq took place, where all the kuffar form alliances and they decided once and for all they are going to remove and diminish Islam from the face of the earth. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba what we should do. It was Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu that presented his opinion and he told to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in Persia when we are faced with such a situation and we cannot defend ourselves, we dig a trench. Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu's opinion was then presented to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Nabi Sallallahu accepted that. That's when the trench was dug. And it was on that occasion when one big rock came, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba couldn't break it. And apparently that was in the share of Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That rock, he gave the opinion, but that rock that he couldn't break was in the share of Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told, ana nazil. I will go down. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stroked the rock three times. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw a light coming out and he saw the treasure of the Persian Empire, the Roman Empire, the Shami Empire on that. And that's when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned this to a Sahaba, the news spread from Munafiqeen. Say, what these Muslims are talking about? They got no food to eat and they're talking about the Roman and the Persian empires. Allah Ta'ala revealed the verse, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَى وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَى وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَى وَتُزِلُّ مَنْ تَشَى. That Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the giver of everything, Allah gives respect, Allah is the one that takes away the respect. But this ayat was revealed on that occasion and the background of this whole was Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Respected elders and friends, we learn one lesson from Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mujahada, sacrifice, exert ourselves. And most definitely, you'll be guided to the marifat and the recognition of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. To reach Allah is not easy. You got to make effort, you got to make sacrifices. And before I conclude, I just want to give you one anecdote. There was a debate between water and oil. You see, when water and oil is together, then oil always dominates the water. Oil is on top of the water. So water then complained to the oil and told to the oil, Why when we are together, you're always bullying me? You're always dominating me? Don't you know that I'm more purer than you? I came from the skies. وَانْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا. I come down from the skies. Why don't you consider me? I am a means of purifying everyone. And what are you? So oil responded to the water and told the water, what you are saying is true and correct. Indeed, you are superior, you are pure. You are means of purification. But look at my history. Where have I come from? And why do I have this position? I was a seed. I was buried underground. Nobody knew me. People walked over me, they trampled over me. Somehow underground I survived. I germinated. A thin stem came out from underground. And I was thin and fickle. I bear all the weathers. The heat of summer, the cold of winter, the torrential rains. I bear everything. And as I grew up and I grew up and I grew, then the farmer came with his sickle and he cut me off. And then he took my seed and he crushed me and he took out my oil. So much of effort and sacrifice I have made. Oh water, what sacrifice have you made? What sacrifice have you made? I made that sacrifice and because of that Allah has given me this position. Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi presents this example and he says, if anybody wants to be on the top, don't think your name is going to take you on the top. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, مَنْ بَتَّأَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ. That person who is laxed in his practice, he doesn't exert himself, his name, his position, his status alone is not going to take him on top. You need to exert yourself irrespective of who you are. The sky is the limit. You need to make effort and sacrifice. Allah grant us tawfiq, Allah grant us hidayat, and Allah grant every one of us tawfiq and hidayat to make mujahada in his path so that we could gain the marifat and the recognition of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll make in the zikr right now, recite three times, Qul huwallahu ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد